here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Howard Warren was now in the hands of Human Bellew, just what we'd attempted to avoid. At least I'd managed to rescue his daughter. Well, away I went to Bellew's place in Berkeley Square and put the wind up Human Bellew, who, under certain compulsion, showed me Mr. Warren. The latter was stretched out on a settee in Bellew's dressing room. I realized at once he was drugged.
Nonsense! Now look here, there's been too much jiggery-pokery going on. How dare you raid my house? What is it you want?
It's not so much what I want. It's what you want from Mr. Warren. You take the chief blackmailer's way through the agony column and threaten the safety of his daughter if he doesn't keep an appointment with you.
Rubbish.
Oh, by the way, Charlie, nick down to the kitchen and brew some very black coffee.
No sooner said than done. Shall I put that main fuse back?
Yes, do. Now, to continue, Bellew. It was then that I came in, and I got quite dizzy chasing Warren, then Grace, each being held by you as a bait for the other. Well, Grace is now out of your clutches, and I'm here to look after Warren.
And who are you, if one may ask?
I've told you.
Oh, the Grey Goose. A sort of cowardly burglar who, by a few conjuring tricks, has put the wind up a lot of old women.
And a few others. All right, let's drop that subject. Ah, there's the light again. Now you can tell me what this is all about.
That I'll never do.
That's all right. Warren here will. Mr. Warren. Mr. Warren. Look. Sit up, man. That's better. Coming to. That's fine.
Stand away from that man.
Not a bit of it. Warren is coming to, and in no time he'll be able to give us the information we want.
I've warned you, so here goes.
Oh, crikey. I've lost a lovely brew of hot coffee.
A gun, Mr. Bellew. How very primitive. Well done, Charlie.
Get me something to take the burn out of my face.
Any coffee left in the pot, Charlie?
Yeah. Shall I pitch it over him again? Sort of an encore?
No. Help me with Mr. Warren. Make him drink some. Ah, signs of life. Now, lift him. Make him walk. Keep at it. Now, you, Bellew, you haven't got in a gun anymore. I've got it, so I think we'll have a little talk.
I shall say nothing.
All right, I'll say it. It appears that Warren happened to mention to his daughter that he had certain papers containing facts that might help Brian Faversham, now in jail.
I know nothing of them.
That's not the truth. Facts, papers, or what have you, favorable to Brian Faversham, might be very dangerous to one Human Bellew, city financier and erstwhile co-director. At least, that's how I read it.
I am not interested.
But you must be. You've even done a bit of kidnapping, a bit of drugging, a series of threats in agony columns to get hold of Warren, or, worse still, his daughter, and by that means extort what you wanted.
Can you prove all this? You, a wanted man, why, you idiot, you can do nothing. You're a discredited person. You daren't come out into the open. You're even wearing a mask now.
Just a little conceit of mine. Charlie, how's Mr. Warren?
Well, coming along fine. But I can't get him talking yet, though.
More coffee, then. By the way, Bellew, it wouldn't be any good offering you some more, would it?
No, confound you. Listen, so far you've had your way, but you can't win all along the line.
Well, you might be right. But on the other hand, I've quite a few victories to my credit. What are you looking at? Come away from that door, please.
Right, Scurry! How'd you like that? You'll stay in there until I get the police.
Well, if I'm not a flaming no good... I reckon I've put Scotty Mac out for about 12 hours.
You didn't hit him hard enough.
I will next time. Let's pick this lock, eh?
Easy, but where does that get us? He and Scotty are probably standing waiting with a coal hammer each.
Do you think he'll ring the police?
He dare not.
Why? Mr. Warren, you're back with us.
Just about, but I feel terrible.
All right, it'll wear off. Do you really think he won't or daren't ring the police?
That's what I said. So far, he has not extracted a single item of information I possess. The capture of you, my friend, would be a feather in the cap of the police. But he couldn't bear the light of the publicity.
You have the information, the documents, safe?
Very safe.
Well, now, what was the idea of the drugging?
Method of keeping me here for days, perhaps.
But you wouldn't or couldn't have given him anything?
No, but once again, the wheel would turn. My daughter's anxiety would eventually bring her here and... God knows what he might do to her to make me speak.
So here we are, right back at the beginning.
I fear so.
Oh, blimey, we are up a tree. Wonder what he and that Scotty Mac are up to.
Lord knows. Mr. Warren, this information you have, would it get Brian Faversham out of jail?
Not quite. But if I'd had it during his trial, would have gone far to secure a less severe sentence.
And Bellew?
Bellew would be in jail now with Faversham.
He's a pretty big operator, isn't he?
One of the biggest. Got a terrific reputation in the city. Strangely, he's earned a lot of respect, big donations to charity and hospitals, I don't know what. As a matter of fact, I know he's been nominated for the next honours list.
Great Scott, this is a tough nut to crack.
Not so really. If I do get out of this, the material I have goes straight to the Treasury and the public prosecutor.
Right. Then we've got to get out of it. Hey. Hey, listen, Mr. Hicks. The door. Someone's just unlocked it.
Do we go out?
No fear. We wait. If they're coming in, we'll be ready for them. Now, Charlie!
Lord, love a duck of female.
Grace!
Get the key round this side, Warren. Close and lock the door.
Right.
Well, well, well. So once more, Miss Warren, you shove your perm into the lion's mouth. Doesn't say much for your Mickey Finn, Charlie.
Oh, blimey,
I only pretended to drink that whiskey. It all went down my blouse.
Oh, women.
Well, now, why and how did you come here?
I followed you in a taxi.
I said to you, Charlie, that I thought we were being followed. Well, go on.
I waited about outside here for about an hour, saw all the lights go out. Nothing happened. So, as you had left the front door open, I came in.
Do they know?
Of course not.
Well, thank heaven for that.
Can't you see, Lady Mug, that if they once know you were here, they'd work on you to such an extent that your father would have to give way?
Women. That's what I say. Women.
Well, there's just one thing about it. You and your father are both in the same place for once. That's a mercy. Did you see any signs of our friends?
I saw no one. But I did hear two men talking in a downstairs room.
Bellew and his henchman.
Yes, Scotty Mac. Well, the way's open, ladies and gentlemen. We can now open the door and sally forth.
Yes, it does seem that way.
And the adventure ends stalemate. No, I don't think so. As long as Bellew wants that stuff from you, he'll persist.
I fear so.
Then there's only one thing to do. You, Mr. Warren, will inform him that all evidence of his depredations has been lodged with the authorities.
I don't think he'll believe that. You see, I'd only assembled the facts a few days back. A leakage somewhere in my own office must have reached him.
Nevertheless, he must be persuaded it's gone. He won't give up the chase otherwise.
Of course he won't.
I have it. Where do you keep this stuff, Mr. Warren?
In my safe at home.
Is it addressed, sealed up?
Not yet. It's in an envelope, a dispatch envelope.
Good. Now, who should be addressed to?
Hugh Taverner, at the Treasury Office.
All right. We're going to get out of here at once. Grace or you, hair for home, get that envelope out of the safe and take it round by hand. There'll be a night watchman or guard on duty. Give it to him.
Do you think we can get out?
What do you think, Charlie?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Very well. Forward. I hope the stairs don't creak. Now, whatever happens, one of you must get away. There's only two of them, four of us. If we're interrupted and kept here, whoever does the letter carrying, come back as soon as you can.
I hate to sound as if I wanted to avoid a skirmish, but I think I ought to go.
Then do. And if possible, take your daughter along with you. If not, we'll be doing our best to look after her.
I feel I can trust you.
Well, now's the moment. Come on. No one about. Keep near the wall.
Blimey!
Tripwire. All right. Run for your life, Warren.
So, we trapped you, eh? And for your information, I still possess a little gun.
Yes. You've trapped some of us.
Oh, a girl again. How very obliging of you, Grace.
Isn't it?
Look here, Bellew. You don't have to take it out on women.
Don't I? With Grace here, I'm almost certain my friend Warren will come back. And then we'll see. Now, do sit down. Let's be sociable. Pity Scotty Mac isn't still here. He'll be back, though. Come. Come, we'll wait for Mr. Warren. Plenty of time.
Ah, at last something happens. That might be Scotty.
On the other hand, it might be, and I hope it will be, Mr. Warren, who's repented of abandoning his charming daughter. By the way, Grace, this may be very painful for you. Will someone open the door?
I will. Excuse me. You, Warren. What on earth did you come back for?
I couldn't leave Grace.
All right, Mr. Bellew, you apparently win. You've got all of us.
Yes, I have, haven't I? All right, Warren, you prepared to give me what I want?
I can't now.
Can't? Or won't? We have Grace with us, you know.
I can't.
Why?
I've just collected the documents and delivered them to the Treasury. Here's a receipt from the night clock.
What? Well, that'll be Scotty Mack. Now, keep still! I'll let him in.
That won't be Scotty Mack. The police should be here by now, shouldn't they, Warren?
What?
Bellew won't open the door for Scotty Mack or anyone else. For a man in his position, this disgrace would be quite unbearable. That's all.
And so the roundabout in the case of Howard Warren and his daughter came at last to the end of its full turn. And Barbara Faversham could cross off another name from the list of her father's enemies. Thanks to The Grey Goose.